Welcome back to our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway, always fresh, always affordable. My name is Shaquan Eddingham, and today being joined by the Perry City Administrator, Sven Peterson. And Sven, thank you so much for taking the time to join me.
It is always great to be here.
Well, it is always great to have you and talk about everything that's going on in the city of Perry, because believe it or not, there's a lot.
We have a thing or two going on.
I would definitely say that for sure. Yeah, so we'll kind of get started here. I know, you know, Perry City Council just held the first meeting here in October. And so with that, I know you obviously highlight a couple of things every time in your city administrator's report. And a big thing coming up, I know, later this month is ISU First Impressions program. So talk a bit about, you know, what's going on there. I know the Dallas County ISU Extension just opened their learning center here in Perry not too long ago.
Yeah. So this is kind of a joint program between the Iowa Economic Development Authority and Iowa State University Extension. So over the summer, the past few months, we have had a group of secret shoppers on a community level, but also going in and visiting stores, visiting our attractions that we have in town, just kind of getting a feel of what their first impression of the community would be. So I don't know that we've caught any of them. I may have caught one in town. So they all come in and take notes and then provide a report back. All of those are compiled into one master report that is then going to be presented to the community at this community forum. And it's going to be held Tuesday, October 21st from 5:30 to 8 p.m. at the American Legion Hall right there at First and Pattee. So also kind of one of our first public events, community events officially at the Legion Hall after that renovation. So that's going to be fun, but really encourage the community to attend that. We'll hopefully get some good feedback, get some good items that we can look at to check off our list. Hopefully good things and things to improve upon. So really excited for that event. October 21st, 5:30 to 8 p.m. at the American Legion Hall.
Awesome. Okay. So again, October 21st, Tuesday, come to the forum to kind of hear all about that. So yeah, thank you for detailing that, Sven. Yeah, now as we move on, you talk about having a thing or two happening here in the community. Yeah, there are several projects. I'm sure, you know, people driving Highway 141 have seen a lot of construction, cars on the side of the road. It's like, what is going on? Maybe if you're not familiar, but there are three new companies coming here to Perry soon. I know one is kind of already in the midst of being made. The other ones I know are starting moving dirt and stuff like that. But yeah, talk about who's kind of coming into town, where we're at, and what is happening throughout like this next year.
You bet. It's kind of a who's on first type of conversation.
Sure, right.
There's
right.
a lot going on. So yeah, really kind of the most visible one right now is M&R Properties, and they put up a speculative rental building to rent out 1,500 square foot bays or 3,000 square foot bay, depending on the size need of the tenant. So phase one of that project was one building and half the parking lot. When that gets filled up, their plan is to build phase two, which is basically a mirror image of that first building. So a really great addition to kind of that mix of options for either a business to grow out of a garage or a home-based business into their own space, or have a new company come to town and bring some jobs. So very exciting with that one. We also have ADR Axles, just right around that bend on the gravel road. They're the Italian company, axle manufacturer. We're currently working through the first site plan phase with them so that hopefully they can get their dirt permit to be able to start moving some dirt yet this fall. And then just down the road and across the road, we have the JBS facility, and they are very hard at it, moving dirt and getting that ready to go. Hopefully a little bit of construction yet this fall into winter. And I think both of those companies are hoping to be open kind of by the end of 2026. So about a year from now, hopefully we'll be having some grand opening parties. But both ADR and JBS are going to be hosting groundbreaking ceremonies yet this month. So it'll be a wonderful opportunity to celebrate both of those companies choosing to do business in Perry and providing jobs for our community.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I know you talked about that before. And again, it's very exciting. And with that, something you mentioned last time we talked, the traffic signals that will be going up kind of on the corner of Highway 141 and Willis Avenue. There's kind of an intersection study going on right now with Bolton and Mink. And with all that, new jobs opening up, that means there's going to be a lot more traffic in the area. And there's already, I mean, you know, Perry is a growing community. I know Dallas County in general is one of the fastest growing counties in the state of Iowa. So it's not slowing down.
Again, lots of stuff going on, and great to be able to have both of these projects to address intersection that's been high on our list to provide some improvements to. So we are looking at improving safety at the Willis and 141 intersection. The Iowa DOT did approve our grant application for a RISE grant for the intersection and then paving Sumas Avenue, kind of around a little bit to the east and then heading south to serve both ADR and JBS. They did approve the intersection portion of that grant contingent on further study of the intersection. So that was the item on Monday night's city council meeting with Bolton and Mink, our city engineer, to do some further study into different kinds of options there, and based on current and projected traffic volumes, what is the best, safest, most efficient option for us to move forward with. So being a state highway, we're kind of at the mercy of what the Iowa DOT will allow to be built in that location. But they've been great to work with so far, both the state office up in Ames, as well as our district engineers down in Atlantic. So it's been a good partnership and a good process so far, but hoping to get that second phase of that intersection study done pretty quickly to know what we're going to be designing, to start design, hopefully bidding that project either late winter, early spring of 2026 for construction in 2026.
Okay. All right. Awesome. Again, we're speaking here with the Perry City Administrator, Sven Peterson, for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. And Sven, yeah, so thanks for giving an update about all that. And then talk about, I know there's a big event featuring law enforcement coming up here in the community on Saturday.
You bet. So every year we have the Hy-Vee Public Safety Day. So that is this Saturday, October 11th, from 10 to 1 at our local Perry Hy-Vee. So I know the Public Works Department, Police Department, Fire Department, and I think a few others will be there on display with a bunch of equipment and giveaways to be able to let children and adults and children at heart like myself get to really get up and close to some of that equipment, jump up in it, see what it's like to sit in the seat of a plow truck or a big end loader. So those are always great events to be able to really provide that opportunity to not only connect with the kids and let them see what this equipment is like, but also being able to have conversations with parents and other adults that see all of this equipment at work and actually get a chance to get up and close and personal and really have some good conversations with our staff on what our jobs are every day and every season. So always a great event. Grateful that Hy-Vee puts that on and hosts that event out there. So always a good time. Hope to see a bunch of people out there.
Absolutely. And, you know, just before we let you go, I feel like as a kid, you probably were one of the ones that got in one of the trucks. Is that correct?
Oh, yeah. Always excited, whether it's big equipment in town with fire trucks and plow trucks or kind of living out in the country a little bit. Always super excited for spring planting and fall harvest to watch tractors and combines do their work too. So I don't care what age you are, it's cool to get around some big equipment. So great opportunity and a great event for the community.
Absolutely. Totally agree with that. Again, we've been speaking here with the Perry City Administrator, Sven Peterson, for our Dallas County Let's Talk program. And Sven, really appreciate the time. Thank you for giving us an update on everything going on, and we look forward to talking to you once again.
My pleasure. Always great to be here.
Awesome. Again, that is part of our Dallas County Let's Talk program, which is always brought to you by Perry Fairway. Always fresh, always affordable.